It's time to open a thrift shop. I'm DJ Frederick. I don't know why I play that particular theme song for Radio Thrift Shop all the way through, but I do. I like it. The Living Marimbas. Well, this is DJ Frederick, a man with a microphone, and you have stumbled into the Radio Thrift Shop homegrown, homespun show that I've been doing on WSCS since 1999. Radio Thrift Shop features a flexible format, and it's an homage to the underground era of broadcasts of the 1960s and the 1970s that I grew up listening to. Each week we explore a homegrown mix of vinyl records, 78s, 45s, LPs, private press releases, cassette tapes, and homemade self-released CDs, and even digital formats from the past century of recorded sound. And this week, it's the Radio Thrift Shop Variety Hour. We're going to start off with some forgotten 45s.
I love you so much. please check with me before you go. No, she can't be leaving. No, it can't be true. 'Cause if she's leaving
day. My mermaid and me. perched on the town. It hovered in a frozen sky, then gobbled summer down. When the sun turns traitor cold, and children trees are standing in a naked road, I get the urge for gold, but I never seem to go. And I get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown. Summertime is falling down and winter is closing in. I had a girl in summertime with a summer colored skin. Not another man in town my darling's heart could win. When the leaves fell trembling down, bully winds did push their faces in the snow. She got the urge for going, and I had to let her go. She got the urge for going when the meadow grass was a-turning brown. Summertime was a-falling down and winter's closing in. By the fire with kindling, pull the blankets round my chin, and I lock the vagrant winter out and bolt my wandering in. I'd like to call back summertime and have a stay for just another month or so. Urge for going, so I guess she'll have to go. And she gets the urge for going when the meadow grass is a-turning brown. All her empires are falling down and winter's closing in. And I get the urge for going when grass is a-turning brown. Summertime is a-falling down and winter's closing in.
Bill Sodden with his cover version of a Joni Mitchell tune, Urge for Goin'. And Bill Sodden, it's very rare, he released like 4 45s back in the late 1960s. Before that, we heard another Bill Sodden tune, My Mermaid and Me, released on the Compass label. Prior to that, a band called This Generation and their one and only 45 called The Children Have Your Tongue. And we started off with The Apostles, another band that had one and only 45, and that was a tune called Tomorrow. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop today on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. You can also listen online at classicalwscs.org. The program is archived at radioforall.net. That's radio, the number 4. We're also heard on 92.7 WLSL LP, St. Leo University Radio, every Sunday at noon. And coming up in a couple of moments, another set of Forgotten 45s on the Radio Thrift Shop Variety Hour.
There's a special type of bee that nests in the cliffs of the high country of the Hindu Kush in the Himalayas, and there are hunters willing to climb these steep cliffs to harvest the rare honey the bees produce. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. We're listening to the sounds of the Apis laboriosa bee, The beekeepers are local men who practice the dangerous art of harvesting high-altitude honey.
These people are honey hunters, and honey hunting is their livelihood. The honey from Apis lebriosa is very, very expensive, and it is being used in Japanese medicine, Korean medicine, and Chinese medicine, and there is great demand for this high-altitude honey.
Farooq Ahmad directs an international beekeeping project working with honey hunters. He says that the lure of this valuable honey is threatening to destroy the cliff bees.
Bees are not for honey only. The major task of bees is pollination.
The beekeeping project has been teaching honey hunters about the important role that bees play in sustaining the local ecosystem. If these bees are over-harvested, local crops may fail and the valuable honey will disappear.
Now honey hunters believe if their bees go, if they are totally destroyed, then their livelihood will go. So we are working with them while harvesting honey from different cliffs. We are trying to make people understand that all the bee combs should not be harvested. At least 20 to 50% bee colonies should stay there on different cliffs.
Farooq says in recent years, cliff bee colonies have also been threatened by recreational climbers who remove the honeycombs, never knowing the damage they cause. Pulse of the Planet is presented by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Community radio for crate diggers, dusty groovers, and the musically adventurous.
The nights were made to last, 'cause you lingered on my mind. Built me up, and I've never been so high. Let me down, and still I'm wondering why. You have changed your mind, oh, I wonder what I'll find in the emptiness. And if my love means nothing,
actors on a stage. They're like seven fishes in a cage. See their bodies floating, swimming in the air. I can't see.
Thank you. think there's something about you makes me blue.
Rather unique 45 by the Welsh band Sunshine Theatre. That was a tune called I Want. Before that, Jigsaw with Seven Fishes, and we started that set off with Paul Vigras and Like It Never Was. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop Variety Hour. Radio Like It Never Was. Here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. It's real people, real announcer, real microphone, real warts and all, real mistakes, real time, here on the radio. There's even every broadcaster's nightmare, a few seconds of dead air here and there. What's not to love?
Exploring Science in the Sea. Biologists have identified about 800 species of hard corals, the kind that build reefs, and examples of three-quarters of them are found in a small wedge of the western Pacific Ocean known as the Coral Triangle. It's home to almost a third of all the reefs on the entire planet. The Coral Triangle covers more than 2 million square miles, from the Philippines to Indonesia and east to the Solomon Islands, northeast of Australia. Although that's a large area, it's only about 1.5% of Earth's surface. Reefs in the triangle support an astounding variety of life. More than 2,000 species of fish, many species of whales and other marine mammals, and 6 of the 7 species of marine turtles. This abundance has earned the region a nickname, the Amazon of the Seas. Like most reefs, those of the Coral Triangle are challenged by human activities. They're damaged or destroyed by pollution and by dangerous fishing practices, such as using dynamite or cyanide. Warmer ocean waters cause bleaching events that kill reefs. Climate change also makes the oceans more acidic, which makes it tougher for corals to build reefs. Some research, though, has suggested that the reefs of the Coral Triangle aren't suffering as much as those in other areas. In part, that may be because many of the reefs are in darker, muddier waters, where conditions reduce sunlight and slow down the rise in temperatures compared to more pristine waters, protecting life in the Amazon of the Seas. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute. We're on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
And thank you, Holly. This is DJ Frederick. We're going to shift gears here a little bit on the Radio Thrift Shop Variety Hour. I'm going to play you a couple of tracks from my favorite CD. It's a CD EP. It's only 4 tracks long, but it's my favorite CD EP release of 2020. This is The Calden Road. We're going to hear some instrumental versions of their tunes, Turn Signal and Making a Scene. We'll be right back. My favorite CD EP of 2020, and just about my favorite CD, hands down, of 2020. Great indie release, The Calden Road. We heard Turn Signal and Making a Scene. Well, this is DJ Frederick. It's the Radio Thrift Shop Variety Hour. We're going to hear from Mickey Dolenz. Great song that was originally recorded by his band, The Monkees. You'll recognize it, I hope.
She's a wonderful lady, and she's mine, all mine. And there doesn't seem a way that she won't come and lose my mind. It's too easy humming songs to a girl in yellow dress. Been a long time since the party and the room is in a mess. The four kings of EMI are sitting stately on the floor. There are birds out on the sidewalk and a valet at the door. He reminds me of a penguin with few and blasted hair. The talcum powder on the letter and the birthday boy is there.
Yeah. Thank you. south, the edges disappear. Below the velvet of consciousness, once beyond the world of curfew, fantasies prevail. Despair to angel hair, to everywhere. Glass recedes in haze, the kingdom is unveiled. Childhood to bones of age to black.
The band Easy Steam, beautiful piece called Sleep. Before that, Ginger Root, By the Time I Get to Phoenix. That's from Toaster Music Volume 3, released in 2020. Before that, the Hooterville Trolley, No Silver Bird, very elusive song, very hard to track down on 45. And we started off with Mr. Mickey Dolenz with Randy Skauskit. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and that is wrapping it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. Some of my other lo-fi homemade shows are Gentle on My Mind, Free Radio Skybird, WHFM, Herman's Radio and Record Room, and All Indie Radio. They are all archived at radioforall.net. Until next week, 73, and wishing you many blessings.